we are ready for bout number nine. Sorry,
nine.
Norm, I did not see you holding up all those fingers.
Nine.
I am one of your announcers, Dan McDowell, along with my life partner, Bob Sturm.
Hey, now.
Our mutual nemesis, Norm Hitchkiss.
Lads.
And ringside is the great Donovan to talk to our fighters in this fight. Now, this is a bad radio-sanctioned fight. I think we were just both informed of that, Bob. But we are really into this because this is entitled Bosom Buddies. So these two guys are friends. It's Sam Carter, also known as the Great Sambino, the 22-year-old, 6'3", 206-pound Great Sambino, against Zach Castaneda, who is 5'11", 184 pounds, and has a bunch of little girls here cheering for him. Here's the great Donovan in the ring.
Thank you, Dan. I'm here with Sam, right?
That's right.
Now, Sam, Zach is your really, really good friend.
Yeah, best friend since we were 5 years old.
Ooh, best friend.
5 years
Sounds
old.
Like Seabass.
Bob and Dan. We're Bob and Dan.
Oh, they are best friends. They look at each other every day and go, boop, boop. So, why are you fighting Zach tonight? I don't understand if you guys have been best friends since you were 5 years old.
Well, we're both competitive people, and you can imagine being together since we were five. We've done a lot of competitions, home run derby, everything. Look at him. He's scrawny. He's shorter. He's always been the tiniest guy in our class, and somehow he beats me at everything, and it's time to rectify that situation.
All right, best friends since you were 5 years old. Have you seen him naked?
We'll leave that one alone.
I've seen Bob naked.
We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, and that's why you lost that competition when you guys were naked.
I'm undone.
You remember
that's
that, Bob?
Why you won a fight. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So you guys have been best friends since five.
Yes, sir.
Name one embarrassing thing you can tell me about Sam.
He has a really small wiener.
Whoops.
Is that really embarrassing? That means you've seen it, right?
We won't talk about that.
How many times have you seen it, really?
Oh, gosh. I don't have enough fingers and toes, man.
Thousands of times you've seen his wiener, right?
You know, locker
Jeez.
Room.
Ask about the scar.
Now, why are you fighting him then?
He's got a scar on his shoulder.
You guys are best friends.
Man, he just talks, man. He just talks. He called up to the station, said he wanted the fight. He kept talking, so I called up again, said, you got to let this happen. They made it happen. So I'm just ready to go, man. He's just a chatterbox. That's all he is.
Now, you guys aren't going to be like that punk fight that we just had with these bandmates, right?
No way. Swing to the end, baby.
Well, let's get it on!
Wow, Donovan was very aggressive there in throwing it back to us. Now, this does, Donovan mentioned that bandmate fight. This really, I don't think this is very good promotion by me, but it has all the makings of a little tap fest, doesn't it? A little pillow fight.
Yeah,
remember?
You know, best friends since five. I'm with you, Dan. I'm with you.
You know, we're best friends, and we just really compete. I just think of Psycho Dave and...
I don't know, man. Best friend fights are usually pretty gay.
It wasn't Dave. Who did Jer fight?
Groobs.
Yeah, that was the worst fight in the history of Fight Night.
Hey, girls.
I'm going to suggest these two are in better shape than Jer versus Groobs.
You think?
Wow.
Wow, that's going out on a limb, Norm.
Norm has jumped out there and won, but he does that.
That's why you win a lot of bets.
That's why he's Norm. All right, well, the best friends are in their corners, and we now throw it to Rich Dick Hick Phillips.
Our next fight is the Battle of Bosom Buddies,
Fake
brought
voice.
To you by the Bad Radio Boys.
Whoa,
first,
whoa,
out of the red corner at 6'3", 206 pounds, hailing from North Richland Hills, Texas, he's Sam, the great Sambino Carter.
Didn't even understand that.
And out of the blue corner at 5'11", 184 pounds, the pride and joy of Fort Worth, Texas, where the West begins, he is Zach Castaneda!
When Michael Buffer dies, Rich takes right over for him.
What's on his bicep?
Why do you wish death upon Michael
what
Buffer?
What does that say on his bicep?
Wasn't that guy in The Simpsons?
Michael Buffer?
No, Sam Castaneda.
No, it's Dan Castellaneta.
Oh.
Hey, high five, dude.
All right, the first of three rounds.
Oh, wow, what a nice fight.
And the great
ride.
Sambino, who has a decided reach advantage, lands the first one right on the left side of Zach's
violent
face.
Start to a fight ever.
And punches are being thrown left and right. Now, Zach has come back strong, and he's landed a few right in.
Oh!
And down goes Sambino.
The first 10 seconds of this fight was better than the three rounds of the band fight.
A 5-inch height advantage. What, 30 pounds advantage?
And he fell down like a sack of potatoes.
Went down hard.
Zach with a furious left-right combination. And now Sam is coming back. Now, Sam's reach advantage also seems to take him longer to get the punches thrown. Bob, your thoughts?
I agree, Dan.
Well, that was a wild right that missed by the Sambino.
Now, both these guys appear to have really run out of gas early. The bell for the first round has rung.
Neither
really
emphasizes defense.
No, they both seem to really be on the aggressive side.
I will say this, though. They're going for it. This is not those two band guys.
Right. That's not that pity pat fight that we saw.
Playing patty cake out there.
Here's that ring girl with the big waist.
If you're giving away points, it's a point.
who do you have to give this to, Donovan, thus far?
Zach. Zach got the knockdown, so Zach has to be ahead right
that
now.
That might be a 10-8.
Yeah, Zach is the...
Oh, we just saw the replay of that hit that knocked him down.
Zach is definitely the smaller fighter.
That was a Kennedy head snap.
I think Sam was the clear favorite coming into this.
Sir.
Wow, oh, jeez.
Kevin that Kennedy.
That is the most abrasive line of the night.
Sam seemed to be the one that wanted this fight to happen because Zach, throughout his history, has won all of their athletic competitions, but Zach may win another one. The second round has begun. They dance around. Sam throws the first punch. Right to the face.
Nice right by Sam.
When Sam gets that right wound up, he can really put some power behind
that. That was a combination by Sam.
Kind of reminds you of Drago when he was punching that machine.
Zach
is taking so much punishment right now.
This is a big answer.
He's hit.
Oh my gosh!
The great Sambino delivers another flurry and another big, giant right, and then he brings it back, much like Alfalfa did in his fight.
Sam is out of gas.
Okay, Zach can't see those punches coming. Ray Charles can see those punches. Good grief.
Oh, my.
Sam just wound up, swung, missed, and spun around.
Yeah, he had him set up for a suplex.
Yeah, and turned his back like they did when they were 7 years old.
Yeah, Sam was butt to nut.
Experimenting.
To Zach. And now the fight resumes. Zach lands a nice right.
Oh my gosh!
Huge windup.
Man, I hope Lawrence doesn't get hit by one of those.
Look how tired Sam is.
Sam is completely out of gas.
He swings from Plano.
Zach appears to still have some energy left. Sam, again, winds up and delivers a right. It doesn't appear to faze Zach at all.
Look at him.
He is
extremely odd technique.
Wow. Sam drags himself over to the... to the stool at the end of the second round.
Now let's measure the jump now. Let's see who's bigger now. This is the third round. We're going to see.
Hey, ease those girls' girl's pants down. Just kind of.
Now you had Zach.
Tastefully tug.
Everybody seems to have had Zach in that first round.
Oh, Sambino won that second
Sam
round.
Sam won the second. Any change? Okay. Yes. So now we're all evened up.
Is where it's, right.
This is a championship round right here.
Donovan just kind of petered out there.
Kind
of pulled a killer.
Let's get Fake Dan's thoughts on things.
I
was actually more interested, possible, before this third round begins, to have Telephone Laugh Guy just give us his thoughts on what might happen here. Interesting.
Oh, my.
Jeez.
All right, they come out for the third and final round, and Zach goes right on the offensive. Sam with a couple of big, giant, looping swings, which miss. But Zach's tight little...
What?
Tight little compact punch.
Yeah, what are you looking at, Dan?
Nails Sam in the face a couple of times, and I think Zach,
Zach
is clearly ahead.
How can Zach not get out of the way for those punches? The ropes block Zambino.
Zambino shakes his head as if to say, I'm kind of done here.
He's about to drop any minute.
He can knock him down with a feather right now.
His posture.
But he landed
the best punch of the fight.
He landed
one.
Another looping one. The bell is ringing.
Oh, he raises his hands and
thinks he's the winner. Zach thinks he is the winner.
Human energy.
Easily the best fight of the night.
And
easily.
I believe by being more tired, it looks like Sam has become quite a fan favorite.
Dan, who do you have in this fight?
I think I'm one of the fans as well. I kind of like Sam. I like the effort.
I lean a little bit to Zach.
Bob?
As much coaching and technique work that Sam could use. I did admire his passion.
How about you, Donovan?
You know what? I might have to go with Zach, man. He kind of came on in that last round toward the last 20 seconds or so.
Now, what is... okay, now it's kind of a tie. Half of us think it's Sam, half of us think it's Zach. What is hotel room phone ring laugh guy think?
Well, hotel room laugh guy couldn't be here.
Oh, one more round. Great. Everyone's screaming for one more round. One more round.
Unfortunately, Sam will never.
Yeah, this is out of our hands.
Live we one would, more round.
We would do one more round, but I think the
Obama won't
Texas,
let us.
Yeah, we don't want to go to jail, everyone.
Texas now, Brad, Boxing Commission and Obama will not allow this.
I'm Brad, too pretty to go to jail. Ain't that right?
Let me ask you something, Brad.
That's right.
How's your sweater today? Because it looks like it's on backwards and perhaps inside out.
I don't understand that.
Seems very appropriate, but...
All right, let's throw it back to the ring. Rich Phillips with the two fighters, and what about we had?
Do I stretch you out?
Our Battle of the Bosom Buddies going to you, the P1 judges. Let's first hear it for Sam Carter.
My sweater is on backwards and inside out in your new
set. Now let's hear it for Zach Castaneda.
Boy, it seems like Zach, I don't know, he got a shorter but louder applause. What do you think?
And our winner is Zach Castaneda.
Terrific fight. Both guys deserve a lot of credit.
A lot of listen, this is booing.
I think a lot of Simpsons fans turned this thing.
It's a different guy. Different guy.
They are best friends, and it looks like they remain best friends. Well, let's hear from the fighters as Donovan is making his way through the crowd and up into the ring. He now steps through the ring, and there he is. He has found the fighters amongst the mob. Here's Donovan.
I've been here the whole time, bro.
Oh.
Sambino, what happened?
Caught me off guard in the first. I think if he hadn't knocked me down, everyone would have loved me. I'm a little flailing, too.
Oh, really? Just a little bit, huh?
Maybe a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, now what did you learn your boxing technique?
You know, I don't think I've ever learned any technique.
All right, figures. Yeah. Are you guys going to be best friends after this?
Oh, yeah, forever. Till death.
Dude, he knocked your ass out.
He didn't knock?
Yes, he did.
I think I got some good ones in on him. We got something to talk about. We may need a rematch next year.
All right, Sambino, way to go, man. Now let's go to the winning fighter. That's Zach. Zach, how you feeling, buddy?
Feeling great. A little worn out, but you know.
What's on his arms? W.
Now, what is this tattoo on the on your bicep? What does that say?
Sam.
It's perfect. I got both of them, man. It's in Greek.
It's in Greek. What does it mean? It
says I do it Greek.
It's my favorite passage of scripture. It says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
So it's something that
makes
sense.
Are you sure that's what it said? Did you research that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I hope so. You know.
All right, so you and Sambino are going to be friends after this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nothing can break that friendship.
Are they going drinking tonight?
You guys going drinking tonight?
It's a must, man. I might pass out for the first one after being so dehydrated, but, you know, it's all good.
And he has the smaller junk, right?
That's true. It's fact. You can check it out yourself if you want.
No, I don't want to. I don't roll like that. Don't touch me. Back to you, Dan.
That friendship will end with Sam sleeping with Zach's wife. We can all see it. Bob, your thoughts.
I don't see that at all, Dan.
Norm?
I was just wondering if there was something personal about that exchange you guys just had.
What, Bob and I?
Yes.
Well, there is a little bit of history that we shouldn't bring up.
Oh, look at you.
All right, it is...
Huh? You on camera for us?